Blog Talk Radio.
Today about, let's turn to Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. And it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." You know, God's love is so amazing. I mean, it is really amazing. And yet, we so often forget about how amazing His love and His glory is. We forget to even recognize Him. I get a lot of literature in the mail, and I subscribe to a lot of different organizations, and I pass out various tracts, and just want to bless the people. And I got one tract, and it talked about amazing grace. And it's from the track lead, brochure 47. But you know, God's amazing grace. You know, I stopped and I was thinking about that. I was thinking about it. And in thinking about it, I was like, "Lord, Your grace is so amazing. It is. And we saved by grace, through faith." And you know, we stick to this faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You know, and I'm just thinking about His love. You know, John 3:16-19 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." No, you can always change cheers.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about that. You know, and so many times I'm like, "Lord, I be writing and I be trying to go with another scripture. God, take me right back to John 3:16. Tell the people about John 3:16-19, because I love them. I want them to understand how much I love them. So get out your paper and your pencil, because it's time to engulf yourself in some scripture teaching on God's amazing love for His children. Because there does come a time in your life when you must make a decision as to what path you would take to walk with. In order to walk with God, you must accept His amazing grace. You got to understand His amazing love. And even if you don't understand, you need to believe and have faith in His amazing love and walk in His amazing salvation. And, you know, these things are important. So today we're going to take on some of God. We'll talk about some of God's various attributes. And we're going to go with amazing, we're going to go with grace, and we're going to go with love. And amazing is an adjective. It means causing great surprise or wonder or astonishing. You know, and grace is a noun. It means simple elegance or refinement of movement. But as Christians, grace means that we have the free and unmerited favor of God as manifested in the salvation of sinners and the bestowal of blessings. And as a verb, it means to do honor or credit someone, something by one's presence. Now, we will skip on down to love. Love is the unselfish, loyal, and benevolent concern for the good of another. It may also describe compassionate and affectionate action towards other humans, one, self, or animals. But not as Christians. The Christian understanding is that love comes from God. The love of man and woman, eros in Greek, and the unselfish love of others, agape, are often contrasted as ascending and descending love, respectively, but are ultimately the same thing. You know, agape love in the New Testament is charitable, selfless, altruistic, and unconditional. It is a parental love seen as creating goodness in the world. It is the way God is seen to love humanity, and it is seen as the kind of love that Christians aspire to have for one another. And we're going to deal with just those. We're not going to deal with all the other Greek words, and we're not going to deal with all that. You know, Christians, we believe that to love God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself are the two most important things in life. You know, it's one of the greatest commandments. You know, so that's what we're going to deal with. We're going to start right there with just these three amazing attributes of God. The Bible teaches us about God's mercy, grace, and love through the entire Bible. I don't care where you look in the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, you go find God's love, his grace, and his mercy. God's love is so amazing. And we will go to Genesis 24, 26 through 28 is here. And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master his mercy and his truth. I being the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother." That was 26 and 27. But now, if we skip up to the next chapter, to the next book from Genesis, and go over to Exodus 20, verse 5, it says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of their fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." Now that's just the first two books in the Old Testament. We're going to skip on over to the New Testament, because in the New Testament, in Romans 9:14-16, this is what it says. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he says to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of them that willeth, nor of them that runneth, but of God that showeth his mercy." God is a merciful God. And we could just go on and on and on throughout the entire Bible where we will find God's love and mercy. You know, when you think about amazing, think about surprising, astonishing, overwhelming with wonder, and when you think about the grace, the unmerited favor and love and kindness and mercy, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? It says in 2 Corinthians 8:9 concerning the amazing grace of God, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich." That's love. You know, and even more love from God is in Romans 5:8, where it says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, God, that Christ died for our sins." There's no greater love than that, to die for someone. And his mercy, because of the mercy that he has for us, because of the love that he has for us, he sees us through the eyes of Jesus. Therefore, he's able to forgive us unconditionally. So, Riley, do you want to weigh in?
I do know that God loves us.
Oh, yes.
There ain't no ifs and ands about that. He's a merciful God, and you can tell by the stuff that we do, and he still loves us. The things that sins and stuff that we do, and God still loves us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, you know, you really have to go through something and to really realize how much God do love you. And when things is looking bad and you don't know nowhere to go, you don't know what to do, 9 times out of 10, you're going to holler for Jesus, God, please help me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. And a lot of times you might cry yourself to sleep that night. But in the morning, you wake up and you think about it. That problem don't seem to be that big. And he just worked that thing on out for you, and you don't even know how. What happened? But he will work it out. But a lot of times we do not give him the glory. If that man, if you was going to court and the judge ruled different than what you said or you thought he was going to do, that was God. That was God. You know. See, because, see, God knows it all.
Yes, he does.
He knew you was going to get in that predicament. And he had it already worked out.
Yes, yes.
For you to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you can go and get in the next one. And he get you out of it. But, you know. But we just don't give God the glory. And then we just don't recognize. We don't recognize God. You know. If you ask him, he'll do it.
I know he'll do it because he did it for me. He did it for you.
You got to, if you believe in him and you ask him, it will work out. And no matter what the problem is, no matter what the problem is, you know. Well, he'll work it out, but then, you know, our problem is we
go back and get it.
No, but when it work out, then we trying to figure out how it worked out.
And just leave it alone.
Instead of
go ahead on.
You know,
leave it alone.
How it worked out? Who did it? How it did it? You know
God,
what I'm saying?
God does head on and stop trying to figure it out.
And that's the
let it go.
That's it.
Let it go.
You know.
But you know what? Think about it like this. John 1, you know, verse 13 through 15. John was speaking, and this is what John had to say. He says, tell about Jesus, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So in other words, Jesus came down from God.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word was made flesh, because Jesus was the Word, and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. She's God's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, said, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me, but is preferred before me, for he was before me. I know people. A lot of people still don't get that, but you got to get to the Word to get that. You know, and what John is saying is this. Yeah, I'm here preaching about his coming, and here he come now. But he was there in the beginning of the when God created the world. He was there, so he was actually before me. Even though he's coming after me. But see, he was before John because he was in the spirit. And he's coming after John in the flesh. But he still preferred before John because we need him for salvation.
Yeah.
It says, and, verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Thank you, Jesus. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Thank you, thank
you. Can't have grace, can't have mercy, can't have love, can't have none of it without Jesus. We got to go through Jesus. We got to go through Jesus. I mean,
and then see, you know, don't never think that you are alone.
Never alone. Never.
Never. You know, especially, you know, teenagers.
They're going through.
God always is with you.
Yes.
Always with you. You know, God can turn it around for you.
Yes, yes.
All you got to do is go to him and ask him. and he will turn around. He will turn it around. Because, see, we don't do anything no way but walk around here and breathe God's air.
That's right.
You know. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't get up in the morning. You know, wasn't for him, we wouldn't even be breathing.
Amen. You know what it says right here? It says, Acts 15, mm-hmm. verse 11 says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
we shall be
saved, even as that. Now, I'm going to say it like this. We believe that through the amazing grace
mm-hmm.
and love of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. That's Rhonda's take on it. Because I know that his love is amazing. I know that his love is the reason I'm here. I know that it's because of God's love that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. I know that it's because of his love I was able to repent. I was able to be saved from hell. Because of his love, because his love is so amazing, because he has such mercy and grace for us, you know, where would we be without grace? Where would we be without mercy? Where would we be without love from God? You know, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It's because of God's amazing grace that he sent his son down here for us.
Amazing grace. How sweet.
It's because
Amen.
Of his amazing wow. love
yes.
that he sent his son dying for us. It's because of this amazing mercy that he sent his son down here for us. It's because God is so awesome, so amazing that he's able to rock us in his arms.
Like a baby. Yes.
His arms
Thank
are so
you.
Big.
Thank you.
That he can embrace everybody all at once.
At the same time.
Mm.
Yes.
His love is so amazing.
Glory, glory, glory.
So amazing.
Yeah.
And
anytime, don't y'all never feel like you're alone. Don't never, ever feel like you is alone. You know, don't never feel like there's no one listening to you.
You know, call us.
Don't never feel like no one
call a
that
prayer
you
line.
Can
yeah,
talk
call
to.
A prayer line. Call our prayer line, 662-388-0644 and know that salvation is there for you. And that God's salvation is so amazing. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Because God loves us so much.
That's right. And I pray and ask God to please give me the word to give to you.
You know, if you don't
so
know.
So I can be a blessing.
And if you don't know God.
For yourself.
Ooh, if you don't know him for yourself.
Yes.
We invite you right now. Right now.
Amen.
To come to Jesus just as you are. It don't matter where you are. It don't matter what you're doing. Just stop right here.
Amen.
You could be saved already, but need to renew your relationship.
Amen.
You can be in a backslidden condition. You could be not ever renew Christ for yourself. It don't matter.
It don't matter. However.
Just come.
Just come.
Come now.
Yes.
Come now. You know, he wants you. He wants you to be part of the. He wants you to come now. All you have to do is repent right now. And say this prayer with us. Father, I repent right now of all my sins, the sins I knew about, the sins I didn't know about. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven. I accept him now as my Lord and Savior of my life. And I thank you for saving me.
Thank you.
Thank you for redeeming me.
Thank you.
Thank you for delivering me.
Thank you.
From the enemy.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
All we can say is
welcome, family.
Welcome, because the angels in heaven is rejoicing. They are rejoicing.
God, I love you.
They are rejoicing right now. Call our prayer line, 662-388-0644. We are here to pray with you and pray for you.
Yes.
Oh, we love you.
Glory, glory.
We love you. God loves you.
Glory.
And until tomorrow, until next time, when we get into part two of God's amazing grace, how sweet it is.
Yes. Be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And don't forget to call the prayer line, the 662-388-0644. Until next time.